When Sonia Savick got back to her apartment in room 305 of the Big Timber Motel after having a baby earlier this month, she heard that city officials had paid a visit.
When municipality first came, when I was actually in the hospital giving birth to my 19-day-old, and when they gave the notices for inspection with municipality, I was at the hospital with my daughter's two-week appointment.
The visit worried her. She pays $800 a month for a one-bedroom apartment that she shares with her brother and her three young girls, 4-year-old Ruby, 2-year-old Nevaeh, and newborn Emerald. Savick has lived in the apartment since September. The officials returned this week, posted notices on doors, and did an inspection. She says the apartment was the best she could find.
There's no heat or hot water. I've been still having to pay $800 a month. And, you know, I live here because there isn't much people that's willing to work with limited income, and I'm not able to cover security deposit and whatnot, so I settled for this place.
Down a dank hallway covered in scraps of old carpet, 68-year-old Shirley Bates thought she'd finally found a place she could call home when she moved into room 707 at the back of the motel about 9 months ago. But when inspectors with the city showed up and posted a notice on her door recently, they crushed that hope.
Two people knocked on the door and said the municipality of Anchorage had just taken the building over and that we had 3 or 4 days to move out, pound on the doors, and the two gentlemen. And I said, well, I just paid rent. I said, I don't have any place to move. And one of the guys said, well, that's not our problem.
Bates has two artificial hips and uses a walker. She pays $675 a month for her small room. If the building's condemned, she's worried she won't find another place she can afford.
The rents are like up to $1,100 or $1,200, even at other hotels. I can't afford that. There's no way.
Besides its dingy appearance, building inspectors describe Dickinsonian conditions at the motel near strip clubs across from Merrill Field. Lindsay Witt, a spokesperson for Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan's office, says inspectors looked at the building Tuesday and posted a list of violations.
The lack of heat and hot water in the building, the concern that the fire sprinkler system pipes may freeze, the electric space heaters that they're using to heat the area and the stoves that they're boiling water with are primary heat sources for the units. That's very dangerous. And then we found bed bugs in every single room and mice and vole infestation.
A task force met Wednesday to discuss the property. Witt says officials are reviewing whether to condemn the building. The owner of the Big Timber Motel, Terry Stallman, owes about $34,000 in back taxes, Witt says. Officials say there were no smoke detectors in the building, so the municipality purchased and installed them. No other upgrades are being made at this time. Witt says the municipality is trying to figure out what's next.
We are working with social services and trying to make arrangements, calling around to see their availability and how we move people from this building if it gets much colder.
As of Thursday afternoon, neither Bates nor Savick had heard from anyone with social services about other possible living options. Savick says she's worried.
I'm kind of worried, but, you know, I pray every day. The Lord always have our side, our back, you know. I believe everything will come through.
Officials say they'll make a decision on whether to condemn the building and evict residents in the coming weeks. There are 24 known tenants at the Big Timber Motel, 9 of them children. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.